Magda Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that matchless name, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of glory. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and that scripture was John chapter 6, verse 33 and 35. And how wonderful it is to taste and see that the Lord is good. We're continuing in our thoughts concerning the holiness of God, and how that the Holy Spirit of God works within the life of an individual who opens their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, who comes to an understanding that they are a sinner, as we previously discussed, and that they need forgiveness, they need cleansing, they need the work of the Almighty God in their life to deliver them from the bondage of sin. Man tries all kinds of methods and techniques to deliver himself from sin, to walk in the light, to do that which is right. And of course, Satan is a master deceiver, as we read in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9. He deceiveth the whole world. And he's a master at deception. And we're told that he appears as an angel of light, so that many people are deceived simply by the way he appears, and he makes false teaching to appear to be good, because he does the same thing that he did in the Garden of Eden when he deceived Eve and led her into sin. He still uses the same methods. He mixes truth and falsehood, and deceives and blinds people into thinking that which is false and that which is contrary to the truth. And how many people there are in the world we're living in today who are on the broad road. You remember the Lord Jesus said there are two roads that lead into eternity. One is a broad road, one is a narrow road. He said, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Yes, beloved, it is a narrow way, and it is a straight gate. There's only one way, and that's as narrow as you can get. Jesus said, I am the way, John 14:6. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father, the only way to forgiveness, the only way to salvation, the only way to eternal life. Even as Peter, speaking, said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved, Acts 4. Yes, beloved, Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. But Satan has devised many ways. That's called the broad way. And thus many are entering in and walking down the broad way, trying many kinds of religions, believing in many false gods, trusting in many self-efforts in order to get to God Almighty. And they're all deceived and they're all blinded. And yes, even Satan will answer their prayers in order to keep them bound and to keep them in bondage and to keep them from the knowledge of the truth. There's only one way, beloved, and Jesus Christ is the way. Well, we talked about the birth of the Lord Jesus in our last broadcast, how that the Holy Spirit, was the one who caused Mary to conceive, and bring forth the Lord Jesus Christ. It was through the Holy Spirit that Christ was implanted into the womb of Mary. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, Matthew 1:18, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, that is, they were engaged before they came together in sexual union. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Yes, that's why the Lord Jesus Christ was sinless and lived a sinless life. He had a sinless birth, and there was no tainted blood in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our ancestors had sinned and come short of measuring up to God's standard of righteousness, because it all began in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve disobeyed God. Now, I want you to remember, beloved, that man is a triune being. Remember the foundational truth that's found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, where God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." And so verse 27, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." And thus God created man in his own image and in his own likeness. Now, Matthew 28, verse 19, there the great commission was given by the Lord Jesus to the church to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. And he says in verse 19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." Notice he didn't say "in the names." In Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." God is triune. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God is triune, and yet God is one. And thus we see the name of God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, as it states here in Matthew 28:19. In the Gospel of John, I love the Gospel of John, and in John chapter 14 and chapter 15, in chapter 14, the Lord Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." 14:6, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And Thomas had said, "Show us the Father." And so Jesus said, "If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, from this time forward, ye know him and have seen him." Notice those words. "Ye have seen him." Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?" Now notice, I mentioned a while ago it was Thomas. It was Thomas that saith in verse 5, "Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And so Thomas was talking about the way. Jesus said, "I am the way, and from henceforth ye know the Father." And Philip saith, "Lord, show us the Father." And so verse 9, Jesus saith unto them, "Have you been so long time with me, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip?" Now he said, "Philip, have you not known me? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." Well, what does he mean? "How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake." Jesus said, "I am the manifestation of the Father. I come to reveal the Father to you, Philip. I am the manifestation of the Father. And this is what Paul wrote in the book of Colossians. In Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9, Paul wrote, "In Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." If you'll read the context, he's speaking about Christ, and he said, "In Him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." That is, Jesus Christ is the revelation of God the Father. Jesus Christ is the revelation of God the Holy Spirit in physical form. He's the revelation of the Godhead bodily. And so the Lord Jesus Christ is the revelation of God the Father, and He's the revelation of God the Son. And so he said, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father," because Jesus is the revelation of the God the Father. In John chapter 10 and verse 30, Jesus said, "I and my Father are one." He was talking to the Jews. Verse 31, "Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him, because Jesus said that he and the Father were one." But that's the truth, beloved. Jesus Christ and the Father and God the Holy Spirit are one. God is one, and yet manifested as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So as Jesus Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit are one, God created man as a triune being. And thus, in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly." The word holy is W-H-O-L-L-Y. "And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so, beloved, when an individual accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, remember, it's the spiritual part of us that is born again. John chapter 3 and verse 6, Jesus talking to Nicodemus, saying, "You must be born again." And in verse 6, he explained it. He said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." That's physical birth. "That which is born of the Spirit is spirit." The Holy Spirit brings new life into our spirit, and He moves into our spirit, so that 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 tells us that our body is the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. And we're not our own. We've been bought with a price. Therefore, we're to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. Till next time, goodbye.